is gently close your eyes. Just take a couple of deep breaths, centering yourself. And I'll begin with the reading from the Chandogya Upanishad. I was reminded of it this morning in our morning meditation, and then I came to it later in the day and just want to bring it forward now. It reads like this. In the center of your heart, no bigger than the size of your thumb, is a secret dwelling, the lotus of the heart. Within that dwelling is a space, and within that space is the fulfillment of all desires. As great as the infinite space beyond is the space within the lotus of the heart. Both heaven and earth are contained in that inner space, both fire and air, sun and moon, lightning and stars. Whether we know it in this world or know it not, everything is contained in that inner space. Never fear that old age will invade that space. Never fear that this inner treasure of all reality will wither and decay. This knows no age when the body ages. This knows no dying when the body dies. This is your true self, free from old age, free from death, free from grief, hunger, and thirst. In this self, all desires are fulfilled. So I'd like you to just imagine now this space more as a presence rather than trying to visualize it right now. And as the Upanishad says, very interesting, it says no bigger than the size of your thumb. That gives you a hint as to the level of concentration of awareness. So you want to think of just holding your awareness as a space in your heart about the size of your thumb. It's not huge. It's not tiny, tiny, but it's pretty concentrated. Center your attention there and bring all of your awareness to focus on this center. And now imagine for a moment that this space in your heart is a gateway to the infinite, to the vast cosmos beyond, as the Upanishad says. And as you focus inward with your awareness, now allows an image to come in your mind of the night sky, with its billions of galaxies, each galaxy itself having a billion stars. The estimate is there are about 100 billion galaxies, and each one of them has about 100 billion stars. And as you gaze out upon this sky, this light is reaching your eyes from all these different stars. And these stars are spaced millions of light years apart as you look from one side of the sky to the other side of the sky. You're looking across vast distances of the universe. And those vast distances are replicated in miniature right inside your eyeball. So you are literally seeing the light year dimensions, the billions of light years across of the entire universe, as you gaze across the night sky. And not only are you seeing this vast physical expanse of the universe, but you're also seeing the vast temporal expanse. The history of the universe is also replicated inside the tiny space of your eye. Because when you look upon the night sky, you are not seeing the universe as it is now, but as it was in long past times, ancient times, when the photons that you're seeing were first created. So consider for a moment the life of one of these little photons that you're seeing that's lighting up in your eye right now, coming from a distant supernova star 70 million light years away. So that little photon, that little corpuscle of light, was born 70 million years ago. And when it came into existence, it immediately began racing through space at 300,000 kilometers per second. That's the speed of light, fast enough to zip around the equator of the Earth seven times in less than a second. And at this breakneck speed, this little photon started its journey back at the end of the Mesozoic era, when the dinosaurs were proudly lumbering upon the Earth. And as this photon kept racing toward the Earth over the next 5 million years, the dinosaurs went extinct, probably caused by a meteor that crashed into the Earth. And then mammals began to appear. And in 5 million years, squirrels, herons, and storks appeared. And then in another 5 million years, rabbits. And another 5 million years, monkeys appeared. And all the while, this little photon is continuing its journey across space. Then another 30 million years passed, and the first chimpanzee walked the Earth. Another 8 million years, the first bipedal hominids appeared. And our little photon is faithfully racing its way toward the Earth. 12 more million years passed, and the early Neanderthal Homo sapiens appeared. Then another 200,000 years, and the early humans painted the Altamira cave paintings. And then after another 20,000 years, writing was first developed in Sumeria. Now our little photon is nearing the end of its long journey. It's a mere 6,000 light years away from its destination. In these last few moments of the photon's vast journey, we witness the rise and fall of all ancient human civilizations. And then we move right up to the last few hundred light years, in which we see the rise of modern industrial civilization. And finally, when the photon is only tens of light years from its destination, having completed 99.999% of its life, you were born. And throughout your entire childhood, youth, and adulthood, this little photon kept racing toward you. And eventually, that special moment came one night when you stepped out on the deck to enjoy the stars. And as you look up, that little photon enters the pupil of your eye, travels the last 2 centimeters of its journey, and then gives up its life on your retina. This tiny luminous being, born when the dinosaurs roamed the Earth, and then traveling at the speed of light for 70 million years, now dies in order that you may see. It becomes transformed into a tiny electrical pulse in your optic nerve, which relays to your brain a direct visual report from that particular supernova all those eons ago. So when you gaze at the night sky, you are literally embracing the vast ancient history of the entire universe. The vast expanses and the vast history are somehow contained within the tiny space of your eyeball. And so as this happens, what is this eye in which these photons are coming and coming into you? What exactly is it? Let's follow that photon a little further. It becomes an electrical impulse which moves to your brain, and it is there absorbed as energy into your body. Well, what is your body? And what is its structure? Your body is composed of 5 billion atoms. Now that's a lot of atoms, right? But just how big a number is it? Well, imagine that each atom were the size of a pea, you know, that little green food that we love to eat. Or some of us don't like peas, most of us do. But how big a pile of peas would you need to equal the number of atoms in your body? Suppose you filled your entire house floor to ceiling with peas, would that be enough? Not even close. Suppose you filled every building with peas in the city of Vancouver, would that be enough? Not even close. And so let's say we covered the entire nation of Canada with peas up to your neck. I mean, that's a lot of peas, right? We're covering the entire country of Canada, one of the biggest countries in the world with peas. Would this be enough? Not even close. So let's cover the entire Earth, land and sea, up to our necks in peas. That's a lot of peas. That's 1.5 meters of peas across the entire surface of the Earth. Surely that's enough. Again, it's not even close. It turns out that you would need 1 million Earth-sized planets, each the same size as Earth, each one covered neck deep in peas in order to equal the number of atoms in your body. And as we said earlier, if you zoom in on any one of those atoms, at the core of it is the nucleus, which is like a tiny little diamond, if you will, and then this vast empty space, and then these electrons that are whirling around. All the rest is empty. Imagine now that you have these 5 billion atoms, 5 billion atoms, 5 × 10^27 in your body. And most of them are little points of light with this vast empty space. So that if you looked at your body with an electron microscope, what would it look like? It would look exactly like looking out on that night sky. Large stretches of empty space punctuated by little points of light, which are the protons and the electrons. And all the rest is empty space. So your atoms are clustered in various ways, just like the stars are clustered in various ways, and they swirl about here and there in organized structures. But most of it is empty space. So you are something like a child's dot figure, a huge array of points of light separated by vast empty spaces, and only when you connect the dots does the form appear and you come alive. And what is it that connects these dots? What is the relationship? What holds it all together? It's love. In science, what holds it all together are called forces, and they're given various technical names: electromagnetic, gravitational, strong and weak, nuclear forces. But in truth, they are all just so many forms of love. You are made of tiny points of light, all woven together by love in a perfect tapestry. This love is the same love that holds the planets and the galaxies together. You are a galaxy of light, knit together by love. And you are in turn held in the embrace of love by the Earth, which is held in the embrace of love by the Sun, which is held in the embrace of love by the galaxy, the Milky Way, which is held in the embrace of love by the supercluster, the Laniakea supercluster, which is held in the embrace of love by the infinite supreme mystery we call God. There's a Sufi saying, I was a hidden treasure. This is God speaking. This is a hadith. Hadith means the words of God speaking as revealed to the prophet. But the hadith is this: the voice of God says, I was a hidden treasure and longed to be loved, and so I created the universe. Feel this treasure now that is you. Feel yourself as a microcosmic replication of the vast treasure of the cosmos itself. That just as your eye contains when you look out on the night sky, it somehow replicates the vast expanse as well as the ancient history of the entire universe inside your eyeball, inside your being. You are a microcosmic manifestation of this vast and treasured universe. This treasure was created by God in order to reveal the treasure that God is. The secret song in your heart is the entire universe singing. The galaxy that is you and the galaxies that comprise the universe are one living treasure, the body of God, which we call the universe. It's all one galaxy of light, knit together by love.